water, take it down. You don't have to make a brach on the water. Now, lalach is brought down is usually only by water. Water is the only thing that if you don't drink it for thirst, you have no hanor from it. So here we have something stuck. The reason why you're drinking the water is not because you're thirsty, just to get washed down your mouth. You won't have to make a brach on the water. But let's say you take soda to do that, or another drink that you do have hanor drinking it. Even though you're taking the soda to wash something down, but since you have hanor drinking the soda, then about you would have to make a bracha. Most like getting in the morning, you wake up early in the morning and you want to speak and you have some phlegm, you have something down your mouth, and you're not thirsty at all. And you're just taking water to wash down your mouth, you would not have to make a bracha with that water. Because water, if you don't take it for thirst, you don't have to make a bracha. Well, medicine bites will... Well, it'll be the same thing. It depends. If you're a little thirsty and you enjoy the water, you have to make a bracha. If you don't enjoy the water, you're only taking the water, take down the pill. Now, you just got finished drinking, you know, well, you won't have to make a bracha then, right?
What if you cut your tampon from choking?
It's the same thing. You don't have to make a bracha then.
No, but you drink the soda.
Well, yes, the question. You can't make a bracha, you mean you're choking. It's something
yeah,
else. Because you can't, but then because you can't make a bracha then if you're choking. Well, that means if you couldn't make the bracha, you have to make the bracha. Like Tosfos here. Tosfos, Badafka Mayim, Tosfos. Same like Hanor. Kiyam lishtus man with somai. So hanor of water is only if you're thirsty. If you're not thirsty, there's no hanor. Vanor the chavim say yumtza. Ain't the next of hanor. Avosham mashkin any other type of drinks. Shaloyim aguf nena mihem that you enjoy drinking it. But cholin yimavorach. If you look say even if you have something stuck in your mouth, but since you're drinking the soda, your body enjoying it, you have to make a brook one. Right. The tam for noyna burn of moshabes v'chasronim. Omar le rova barav chonu labaya. The yam yilol le reb yosef. Hilchos samai. It's how do we pass it? So, do we make a shakum or do we make a burn of poshes? Or Malay, he answered him, Tuk chazi ma yom advar. Go look out and see how the world fears it, how the world acts. And the way the world acts, that's halacha. So Rashi, ma yom advar, heich noigin. How do people act? Amod, ye that's halacha. Whenever you're in the sukkah, what's halacha? Look at the way the minigolim. In the minigolim, you can bring a raya. Ukvanor gulavorach betchila shakul, our minigiz. On water, first we make a shakol, we'll observe burn the first shabbos of the chasronin, hakol mashabur. That's the psakolach, that's what we passed him. So Taz also says, Gratafan am a burn of foshes, pirish lofonov. That was a tafan shita. Before you drink water, you have to make a burn of foshes. So the shalom was, how do we pass him? Tokhazi mayam advar, vihine noi goylam lavorach lachro. Avulamitzim lofiyam. And with the minigiz, we only see people make a burn of foshes afterwards. So now we make a shakol matila. And the burn of posh is not afterwards. How do you know that? Let's move on.
You're holding that Memhei Yomar Aleph, the seventh parak. Shloi Sheshoch Lukachas is Chayovim Lezamin. If three people ate together, so the Chiyav to be Mezamin.
There's a Chiyav that then will come to bench after bench for Zimun. We'll soon see what that means. So the Mishnah, Shloisha Shochlu Lezamin, Lezamin Yachet, they got together, Lezarek Brocha Beloshin Rabin, that the benching should be done together, Beloshin Rabin, Kagoy Nevorach. Like we say, Nevorach Shechana Mishaloi, that's called Bricha Sazimah, we'll see more in the Gemara. So you have three people eating together, then there's a Chiyav when you come to bench Bezimah. Ochol Demai, let's say they ate Demai. So the Chiddush the Mishnah is now, if you eat the Zat that's offered, you're not allowed to eat maybe rice, so there's no chiyah to mezamin. But you're not supposed to eat it, you don't have a chiyah to make a bracha with some shittas. But I thought a chiyah zimun for sure there's not. Now the chiddush, the ratio of the mission, even though these things look like it's us to eat, but since it's not such a big issa, there still is a chiyah zimun. So at the Mishnah, ochal demai. If you ate demai, still there's a chiyah to be mezamin. Now demai is, you bought teres from an amoritz, and with the rabbonin, you're not supposed to eat it until you take off trumas maisers first. Even if you didn't take off maisers, still, you have the chiyuv zimun. About midiraisa roi v'amoritz do take off maisus. Only a chash midirabbanan. The rabbanan warn machmir to say don't have to bench the zimun. Umaisa rishon shenotlo trumosa. The case where the levi got the maisa rishon shenotlo trumosa. The truma was taken off already. Also, you have a chiyuv zimun. So Rashi learns shenotlo trumoson kosalka daita chusin the gemara the havmin was trumas maisa shaloi. Shall Halevi lahafish? Hey, so Levi already took off the Trumas Meiser. Usually the way it goes is, first you take off Truma Gedolah, you give a little bit to the Kohen, then you take off one-tenth of what's left and you give it to the Levi, that's called Meiser, And then from this maitzah, the Levi gives another one-tenth like Trumas maitzah. He gives a little bit to the kohen. So Rashi says, the habimim, the Gemara's going to say is that everything was taken off. It's from this maitzah rishon, they even took off the Trumas maitzah. So now the Gemara has to kasha, but like pita, you should be mezamah. There's nothing wrong with it. You're allowed to eat this maitzah now. So we'll see in the Gemara. Maitzah sheni, who then if you have maitzah sheni, or else vehegdish sheniftu, you are paidu. So maitzah sheni, the lacher is, you're supposed to only eat in Yerushalayim. If you want to eat in a chutzlur, you have to be paidu it, and then take it into Yerushalayim. Or if you want to eat in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, you paidu it. See, if you are paidu it, and now you eat the food, you have a chiyazim. The head is the same thing. You have you remarkish a piece of bread, and then you appoint the bread and money. So the bread becomes chulun. You're allowed to eat it. So if you eat this bread, you have a chiyav zim. So Gemara is explaining the chul also pshita. These two things are mutter to eat. So pshita is a chiyav zim. Rashi ma'ase sheni sheniftu lehatiro biachil chutzli Yerushalayim. In order to be able to eat these terrors even outside Yerushalayim, that pidyona yalul Yerushalayim biyochel. But the money that you appointed the Maitre Shani, you on that money you'll take to Yerushalayim, and there you buy back Eichlim, and you'll eat it there. The Hashamish She'ochal Kezayis. You have a waiter that's waiting on you. If he eats a Kezayis, he could also be Mezamin. If you have two people eating, and you have a waiter, if the waiter ate a Kezayis, he's also Bechal de Zimun. Trashi Hashamish Shashim Sham Besuda. He was Meshamish you, he was a waiter. The Ochal Imoem Kezayis. He ate with you a Kezayis. Today, Kedelit starif imoil lezimun. Say, I'm starif with them for zimun. Over chol hane yitzvich lashmin and all these things you have to hear the chiddush. Afagav the domil yisur. Even though these things are domil to an yisur, ain kan bracha bavera. Still the trashi, these things are not called the bracha bavera. Can the forest be also the Gemara? The Gemara will explain later on what the chiddush of the Mishnah is, all these cases. That I would think it's an yisur to eat it, and then there's no chiv zimun. Kamashmon, these things are mutter to eat, therefore there is a zimun. The Hakusi. Hakusi is also Mezamin Olaf. Hakusi were Geri and Samachlekis, what they were, they were a nation that was Megayer because of the afraid of the Arroyos of the lions. And we hold that the Geris was a good Geris. Therefore, they're called Yisraelim Gemurim. And therefore, you could be Mezamin with them. Now, Ochal Tevel, let's say though you ate Mamish Tevel. That means Tevel, real, hay was grown in Eretz Yisrael before you took off Truma Samaisa from it. So it's an Averit eat it. Or else, Meister Rishon Shlein not through Shemosai. Yet Meister Rishon did not take off the Truma yet. It's also needed. Or Meister Sheni the Hegdish Shlein Niftu. You have Paris of Meister Sheni, regular Hegdish. You're not allowed to eat it. If you ate it without pigeon, it's also needed. There's no Chir Zimun. The Hashamish Ochal Pachos Megazayas. And the Shamish that ate less than the Kazayas. That's not enough to himself to make Zimun. The Hanochri. If you have a Goy, you have two Yidin eating. And the guy is eating with you, the guy can't be mezamin. Is ein mezamin olav. These are not called three people, so you can't be mezamin with them. Who? Wait a minute, the guy? The guy doesn't make a bracha. He eats those things, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Shamish could be a chiddush, we'll see in the Gemara. Shamish may be a chiddush. Right? Ein mezamin olav. Noshim v'yavodim uktanim ein mezamnim aleihem. If you have two men and one lady, that doesn't make a chiyav zimun. Who are din with an eved and who are din ketanim don't make a zimun. You have to have three gedolim to make a chiyav zimun. Ad kamo mezamnim. Hey, how much do you have to eat in order to make a chiyav when you bench to be mezamin? Is that kezayis? Tanakam ol divide kezayis. Divide kezayis the bread you have to bench, and when you have to bench for zimun. Providing these three people sat down to eat together. If you do not kibetz, if you don't know the biggest shear, you have to, the chiv zimun is only if you eat a kibetz, more than a zayas size of an egg. Trashi, ad kamo mizamnin, kamo yoichol imoyim, how much do you have to eat together, vi yitchayiv imoyim bizimun, that will be a chiv zimun mizamun together. For nafkamino, lohitziyem yedei chavosim. Nafkamino is, can one person like bench for the other two people? His part of Zimun is that one makes the bracha and mates of the other two people. So Rashi says, how much do you have to eat that you can be mates of the other people? In Yitnu Loi HaKos the Baruch, they give you the Kos to make the bracha, and you'll bench, you'll be mates of the other people. For benching also, right. Right. In Zimun, you could be mates of them for benching also. So the Rashash explains Rashi, really, that the real is a steer in the Mishnah. The Mishnah before said that the Shamish, if he eats a Kazayas, season start was you. So you see, if Yidik is Zayas, there is a Chi of Zimun. And the end of the mission says it's a Machlekes, how much do you have to eat? If you don't, you have to eat a Kabetzel. Less than a Kabetzel, who is no Chi of Zimun. So what does he do with the first part of the Mishnah that said that a Shamish could have Zimun with the Kazayas? So Shamish once said, that's the Chilik. When you have three people that ate a shear of a Kazayas, so if Ada, they couldn't make Zimun. That means they say, Baruch Shechad HaMishaloi. But then one can't be made to the other one with the benching. Everybody has to bench to themselves. When though could one make the Birchas HaMazon and be made to everybody, that's if you all like to bait them. That's the Bigamot Chibur. That they sat down, they ate a Suda Lisa, but to bait it together, exceeded like one Achilam, and male the benching, one should bench for everybody else. We'll see Kulam more this in the Gemara about it. So the Chiddush the Mishnah is the ratio was these foods that even though you think it's Osir, it's not such an Isser, you let them be Mizama together. Because the Svar is, a Zimun means like you have a Chabura, three people together. So if you're eating a Dover Heter, or else you have three Yisraelim together, there's an Indian, tea together, it's good. If you have a Goy with you, there's no Indian to be Mechubba with him. So there's no Chiv Zimun then. But then if you're eating a Dover Isser also, it's not called a Chabura, you're doing something nice here, eating Isser. So there's no Chiv Zimun. His Zimun is, you have three Yidin eating together, just like a Chabura together, we'll see in the Pesuk in the Gemara, the Chiyah to be Mezamen together. So the Gemara, Mino Han Emili, that there's such an Indian to be Mezamen. Shashi, Mino Han Emili, the Shleisha Ruyim Levirchas Tzir. That when you have three people already, there's like a new Chiyah to make a new type of a Bracha, of a Tzirah, of a Chabura, three together. Omer Rav Asi, the Yom HaKaro, says in the Pesuk, Gadolu LaShem Iti, on the Rami Moshema Yachta. His gadolu, Moshe, I'm talking to two people, you two people, shemegadol Hashem iti with me. So it's three together. In the Rami Moshe Mayachta, when we have three people, then we'll give like a shvach to the Eibishah together. So you see, with three, there's meaning to give a shvach. Shvashi gadolu Hashem iti, harei shleisha. There are three. V'chein, the next pasuk, akro hovo gadol hayochid oimel l'shnayim. So also three. V'abahu oimel, the next pasuk is mehocha. The pasuk says, ki sheim Hashem ekra, when I call out Hashem's name, Havu Goydel Lelokeinu. So Havu Goydel means he's saying like the two other people, let's give Shvach to the Eibishter. So one is saying to two, you have three together. So we have three people together, there's such an Indian to say a Shvach all together. And the Mishmuras Maz was like a covered up Bracha. There are three people together, there's a Chiyah like to give cover to this Bracha. Do it together. Two different mandiyam, two different sukkim. They're both asmachtes, not really. It's not really chiyum and the raisa zim. It's only the rabbon. It's asmachtes. Omer Rav Chonin bar Abba, minayin lo'ina omein shlo yagbia koiloi yosem en amavorach. When you enter omein, you shouldn't raise your voice more than the one that made the bracha. By chazaros hashas, whenever you're hearing a bracha, you shouldn't enter omein louder than the one that makes the bracha. Shenema the pasuk says, gadolu l'Hashem iti. Like will be God Hashem with me, mashma the same pitch. When the Rambam Mosh or else the next one, the Rambam Mosh Shema Yachto, like we'll say it together. Right, the Amr Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, Minayin Shein Hamatargen, Rishoy Lahagviya Koyloi, Yoysim Min Akira. So this Ikadim, like Pei says, going by Mold, they used to lay in the Torah on Shabbos, used to be Matargim. Means the Baal Kura used to lay one Pesach from the Sefer Torah. And then the Matargim used to say it over in Targum to explain the Chumash. So the Indian of having a Kriya at the same tone, the same pitch that the Baal Kura relays, who was in the Matargim just said the exact same Kriya. Right, says this is called the Shvach in the Brachas. The same Shandig Gemara before also, when he says a Brachas, the answer Omein, it's a Shvach to answer back like together, the same pitch. Shinemar, the Pasuk says, Moshe Yadaber, Moshe said over the Pharaoh's Adibra to Klal Yisrael, V'olakim Yanenu Bekir. So Pashup Shat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yanenu help answered Moshe B'Koyol. So Rashi and Chumash says means HaKadosh Baruch Hu help Moshe with his Koyol. Hey, Moshe had to say the Atheros HaDibros to help Klal Yisrael. He had to say it very loud. How do you have such a loud voice? HaKadosh Baruch Hu help Moshe with his Koyol. That's Pashup Shat. Now we dashin Shein Tam Olayna B'Koyol. What does it mean Yanenu B'Koyol? Na Tam Olayna B'Koyol, that Hashem helped him with the Koyol. It means B'Koyolo Shom Moshe. This to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it at the exact same pitch as Moshe's Kol was. So you see, when you have a Kol and a Matagna, two people saying it, you should say it the exact same voice. So Tosfos Masber, the Pshat is, the Kol Shel Moshe, Tosfos the Pshat was that really, Moshe had to say it very high, because he had to tell it over the whole Klal Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told it just to Moshe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have said it at a lower pitch. Just the Moshe should hear, he could have spoke much lower. And the Pasuk's Mashmah, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it the exact same pitch, the same voice as Moshe said it. As Mashmah, this is a chshibah, it's like a hider, that the both should be saying the exact same tone. And then we learn after this, you have a matargim, or a balkaru. With the matargim, they should be saying the exact same pitch. And if one can't say as loud as the other one should make it lower then. No, only the first two are so that we heard from Hashem, the rest they didn't hear. I mean, they could have heard. All right. And we once spoke out, the Rashi before in Brochus spoke out, Diak and Rashi, that Kleisel heard the whole Asaras Dibra. So it's matter from Rashi before. But the pshat was that the first Hashem said the first two Dibras to talking directly to Kleisel. They couldn't take it, so the rest eight was said directly to Moshe, but they heard it though. The Deacon and Rashi before also said that. So Hashem's kail, we write, was just as loud as Moshe's kail, so Kleisel was able to hear it. Just it was said directly to Moshe, and Moshe said over to Kleisel. But there's such a hiddur in bracha to say it the exact same tone. Who then we answer Baruch Hu, or when you answer Kedusha, you should not try and say it louder than the Chazan says it. It's a hiddur to say it the exact same tone the Chazan says it. The Mortanya Nami Hochi. Eina Matargim Rishoy Lagibiya Koiloi Yoisim in Akira. The Matargim, the one that explains it, shouldn't say louder than the one that reads the Torah, the Balkar himself. Vini Yevsha, Le Matargim Lagibiya Koiloi. Kineged HaKoyra, let's say the Koyra has a very powerful voice. The Matargim can't say so loud. It's observed, Yemoyach HaKoyra Koyla V'Yikra. Then the Balkoyra himself should say a little bit lower. Because they have to have this Hiddur that they should all be saying the exact same tone. So the Hiddur, if the Balkoyra has a louder voice than the Matargim, quiet down a little bit. But this is a Hiddur to be saying everything the exact same tone. God L'Shem Itin, Ramash Shema Yachtov, Yishbila Yachtov is saying Shvach and the Kodesh Baruch Hu together. Right, Itma. Shnayim sha'ochlu kachas. If only two people sat down to eat the meal together, is pligi rav rav yechon. So machlokes rav rav yechonon. If there's a chiyev or not a chiyev, if there's a reshus to be mizamin together. Chadoma im rotzul zame mizamin. One says they want to make a zimun. Now they could make a zimun. For chadoma im rotzul zame ein mizamin. One says no, that's what we hold lalocha. If two people eating together, even if they want to make a zimun, they're not allowed to. There's a mitzvah lechali to make separate brachas. Now this inyan of zimun, like I said before in Rashi, there are two inyanim involved. It's not just time that one person is being made to the other one with birchas hamazon. It's a bracha, birchas zimun. The same baruch shechanu mishloi, we enter back together. There's a special bracha for zimun. So this special bracha, that's the machlokes, could where only two people say it. One says it's a reshus, about the chiv, it's only you have three people. That's the Mishnah. But one says if you have two people, it's reshus. And one says no, with two people, you're not allowed to make this special bracha. What about the stam? You have two people eating together. Is one allowed to be made to the other one with birchas hamazon? So that's not what we're talking about here. That we'll see the Gemara later. It depends. If the person's a bor, doesn't know how to make the bracha himself, so about then is a mitzvah for one to bench for the other one to be made to his other one. But in the case where two people know how to bench themselves, then we always hold there's a mitzvah lechalik. There's an inyut to make two separate brachas, that's better off. So, luyitzui b'diyevet, one person made the bench for the other person, you had in das to be loitzim, and he had das to be yitzah, but the other we passed in you are yitzah. Just matchila, you're supposed to make your own brachas. Just when you have three, that's with the chi of zimun together, and now there's a question, when you only have two people eating, are they also allowed to make the zimun together or not? With another own. So again, when you have zimun, you have to bench together. We say no. When you have three, then you need to bench together. Zimun. When you have only two, we'll see when it's a mitzvah lechalik. We'll see then. More tenan. No, we'll bring karayas or kashas. Tenan. Shloisha shoch lekachas. The Mishnah says you have three people sitting down to eat together. Is chayovim lezamin? Then there's a chiyuv to make this new bracha of zimun, and one should be made to the other ones with the benching. Tzadik l'churu shloisha in. Only if you have three people, three, then there's a chiyuv. Shnayim loy, if you only have two, there's no chiyuv. And the Gemara know, hosam chayva. The Mishnah is talking about that you have a chiyuv to make a zimun. Three people sat down to eat together. Halacha is either they started to eat together, that's machayiv them to have a zimun, or else if they finished eating together, then there's a chiyuv to make a zimun. Hocha reshus. But you have only two people, pshita, there's no chiyuv. If you want, you could divide and bench separately. Because the shaila is, if you want to bench together with this bricha zimun, are you allowed to or not? They have the raya from the Mishnah. This is what Tosfos says, that Yerushalmi's mashma that Yen Tosfos says, Vachi Prushoi, Nitnu Daitam Lecha Kleima, She is Chilu Metchilu Lecha Biyacha. That's one Chiyuv Zimun. If you start eating together, three people sat down to eat together, that's Mechayiv them that later, even if one finishes eating before the other one, he has to wait and bench together. If you start to eat together, that's Mechayiv you, Zeh B'tchilu, Oz Vadei Chayiv Zimun Aleim, Oz L'Gazayiv Zeh B'Soyev Kleima, there's another chiyuv. Even if one person sat down to eat by himself first, the gezayis, that could also be nechayv to nezamin. If one sat down to eat first, but then another two people sat down next to you, and you all three finished eating together, that's also nechayv to nezamin. So the chiyuv zimun comes from either one of two things: either you started to eat together, or else you finished to eat together. Yeah. Also, the bottom place also says halachy about imrotzul lezamin. The end. Rashi shita later is that you're not allowed to be moitzi one another with birchas hamoitzi, or else with birchas hamozin. Rashi's both shita is you're not allowed to be moitzi one the other. But say it's another. I call the other. The rebracha we shine the tayz that we hold halacha moitzi and ze shnayim lekuli yalma. That we hold halacha even if you have two people eating together, one person could make the moitzi for the other person. And place of the svaris viatam, hail the yoshrim lecho yachad, daitum mitzaris. That when you're coming to make the moitzi, even two people, since you're starting to eat now, you have das to be together, so that's called the trias, one could make the moitzi for the other one. Avu bebrocha shel saif suda, mashenkin benching, shemistalkim zemizeh, then the svaris benching, you're like, finished eating, you're going away from the other. Then sarf avara kolecha the yatsmai. That's our sugi now. And that's where we hold. When you have two people, eight together, when it comes to bench, since benching now is like the ending off that you're about to leave, each one has a chiyuv to bench by themselves. And that's the shalom. One man yama says no. If they want to, they could be mezamin. And we'll still say, oh, we all can't be mezamin. Right. Toshima. Shloisha sh'ochlu kacha. So three people sat down to eat together is chayov mezamin. When it comes to bench, so you have a chiyuv to bench together. The ain rishoyin lechalik, and they're not allowed to separate. You can't have one bench earlier and the other two lose out. He's not allowed to bench earlier. Zadiyik shloisha in only three have a chiyuv. Shnayim loy, shnayim have no chiyuv at all to bench. The chur, what's the raya shnayim lo? Maybe the same thing we said before. Shnayim has no chiyuv, but maybe two, if they want to, they could. So Rashi answers this. Rashi says shloisha in shnayim loy hachit prusha. The midik tani ain rishrayim lechalik. Since it says they're not allowed to divide up, shema mina de bishloisha mizamnin shnayim ain mizamnin. But two cannot be mizamnin. They are filu rotsu, even if they want to. What's the raya? Diyam with shnayim nami im rotsu mizamnin. If you're going to stay even when two people eat together, if they want to, they could be mizamnin. Amay ain echad rishrayim lechalik. Vazay, when you have three people eating together, why can't one person bench early and go away? Lazel who? Of course, bracha zimun b'hachi v'zam lo shnayim. The two left over, when they get finished eating together, they'll be mezamim together. So that's the diak here. How come one is not allowed to bench earlier? The diak was, if he benches earlier, the other two left over cannot be mezamim together. So as though you're being mafkir the bracha zimun from the first two. That's the raya that two together doesn't have rishus. Because if two had a rishus to mezamim, what's wrong if one goes away? That's the way Rashi learns. So he's asked the Kashan Rashi, what do you mean what's wrong? But he himself is losing out the Birchas of Zimundom. Maybe there may be really two left over, if they want, they could be Mizamin. The reason why you're now not a bench early, because you're losing out the Birchas of Zimund. That's Toys Kashan Rashi. Therefore, Toys learns the Deikas from the Seifer. The Deik says, Dalit and Rishon Mechalik. And the Seifer says that if you have four people living together, they also can't be Mechalik. There it's shver. If you hold two, could be mezamin, so let the four of them divide up, two and two. They'll be mezamin together. That's Tosfos pshat that there's no chiyuv zimun by two. Then in the Tosfos also miyashiv Rashi. Tosfos inami ain echon ne'er mishur lechalik, avamina toni ain rishoyin lechalik, mashma mekula mapko zimun, and the stalak lechem him. So he says, because if the pshat just was that the one that's leaving, he's losing out, it should have said an it's upon him. If after seven lashon ein rishoyim lechalek, mashma when one goes away, all of them are losing their chiyuv zimun. So that's the deal, that when there's a chiyuv zimun, only we have three together. But if one goes away, it's mashma all three lose their chiyuv zimun. So of course, a klor raya that two has no rishus to be mezamin, and the Gemara knows there's no raya. Shani hosem the kavulu bechayv mikora. There's a chilek. If metchila three people sat down together, there was kavei upon them a chayv to be mezamin. So if one goes away now, true, the other two could still be mezamin maybe, but then there's no chiyuv for them to be mezamin. So that's not so good. About metchila, you had a chiyuv to be mezamin. You have to make sure at the end you still have three b'shas benching to mekamin yechayv. And Rashi says the Hezbri is Shani Yosem the Hukva Bechaydim Ikaram V'yazel Hu. If one person leaves now, Ma'akos Lu Chayv, he's going to take away the Chayv. V'kamalu B'rishus. Now the other two, even if they want to, maybe they could, but it's only Rishus for them to bench. And the Pshat is V'godol HaMetzuva V'yosem Yishenu Metzuva V'yosem. There's the biggest Char. If you have a Chiyuv to do something and you do it, we're just a Rishus for you to do it. So here, when three sat down to eat together, now it's chal upon them a chiyuv to bench together. And when they bench together, they're mekayim a bigger mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of a chayva. Mashenkin, if one would leave, even though the other two maybe could be mezavin, it's not the same chayv though. Now they don't have a chiyuv anymore. So therefore, you're not allowed to leave. But maybe when two people just start eating together, maybe they're allowed to be mezavin. See, have Maraya. Toshima says the Mishnah Hashamish. If a waiter was waiting on two people, the waiter has a right to eat with them to make a chiyuv zimun. Even though these two people didn't give the waiter rishus to sit down, he has the right to sit down. And Pashta Svar is, it's a non-sadi, these people are nicha, the waiter should sit down and eat with them, because there will be a chiyuv zimun. The waiter was serving on three people, then the waiter doesn't have a right to sit down and eat with them. Unless they give you rishus. So what do you see? That when two people eating together, why are they nicha, the waiter should sit with them? Because they want to have a chiyuv zimun. Masha, without the waiter, even if they want to, they can't be mezamin. So what Saraya too has no chiyuv zimun. So Drashi Oichli Moim, Ein Kam Gaiva, there's no Gaiva for the waiter. Why the Nichalhu? The two people of Ada Nicha, they want it, the Maisel De Zimun, that this person, the waiter, will bring them Lechiv Zimun. Now the Kashri is Vishnai Mizamnin, if two people also have a Chiv Zimun, a Rishus to the Mizamnin, Amai Nichalhu, Belav de Dunami Yiboy Mizamnin. Why should these two people be Nicha, the waiter, to sit down with them, they'd rather have themselves without the waiter? Empty Gemara, Shani Hosam, here there's no Raya. Avada is the reason why they want the waiter to sit down to make it three. They'd rather have that three people, now there's a chiyuv to be mezamin. And again, God